Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
We cannot ignore the fact that on Friday night, on our national broadcaster, who is already trying to recoup 60 million, 50 million of that, by the way, is your taxpayers' money over the next 3 years. The train wreck that was the Late Late Show on Friday night. It was, I to be honest with you, I didn't think I was going to get to see it because I would have been travelling in the car at the time. So we decided to watch it later on the player. And the reason I decided to watch it was not because I enjoy the Late Late Show. It was because I knew it was going to be a train wreck. And you look, Shane McGowan is what Shane McGowan is. We all understand he's had a huge problem with alcohol throughout his life. Sadly, the man is not very well, and that's quite obvious. Firstly, I believe Shane McGowan is completely overrated. That's just a personal opinion. But look, Fairy Tale New York is a classic. It's an iconic Christmas song. There's no doubt about that. And he has written some great music. But there has been other great Irish songwriters as well. I don't believe that Shane McGowan is that much better than any of the rest of them. But that's beside the point. There was a night dedicated to him. To set up a bar in front of a live audience was so typically Irish. And I thought personally disgusting. I think it's bad enough in this country that we have a wretched relationship with alcohol, but to advertise that on a light entertainment programme, the most popular light entertainment programme on a national broadcaster, I thought was undefensible. You just couldn't defend that. It's just indefensible. You couldn't defend it. It was disrespectful to alcoholics around the country. It was, I suppose, compounding the problem we have and the stereotypical view of Irish people. And then on top of that, look, they sang Fairy Tale New York. I didn't expect any more from Shane McGowan. Obviously, the man is unwell, and it's very difficult for him to replicate the original version of the song. But in fairness, he gave it a good bash, and he knew the words. Mind you, he was probably reading them off an autocue. It did look like he was reading a lot of them. But in saying that, he read them well. But as for the woman sitting next to him, I won't even name her, but as for the woman sitting next trying to sing Fairy Tale in New York and Kirsty MacColl's famous rendition of it, the woman must be rolling in her grave, Kirsty MacColl, when she heard it. Not only was it shockingly bad singing, but she didn't even know the words. She forgot the words. I could pull a 7-year-old off the street and they would know the words to Fairy Tale in New York. I mean, surely she knew she was going to be on it, singing it, and she would have rehearsed it herself. Even if she couldn't get a hold of Shane to do a rehearsal with him that day, surely she would have sat down the night before and had a look at the words. She's a professional singer, allegedly, it seems. So surely she would have known the words of the song. It was a train wreck from start to finish. There wasn't one thing on that Late Late Show you could say was professional. And then, to top it all off, there was this bloke in the audience with long hair. And I said, Jesus, he looks like Jerry Adams. Turns out it was Jerry Adams. What's Jerry up to, huh? That had nothing to do with the Late Late Show, by the way. That was just an observation. So, I'm going to be asking you about the Late Late Show and the idea that they were not selling drink. They were all drinking live on television. I understand it's not children's entertainment. And if somebody said, well, we don't bother saying that when it's EastEnders and when it's Coronation Street and the whole thing revolves around the pub. That's different. That's a drama. That's a soap. This is not a soap. This is light entertainment. It's meant to be an interview show. Did they have to? Shane McGowan, the one person in the world they probably shouldn't have been portraying in a bar, because obviously the man has had a problem with alcohol throughout his life. And thankfully now, I believe he doesn't have that same problem. I mean, do you really want to portray him in a bar? Was that really the right thing to do? And I could see some of the musicians at the back that were standing up. They were kind of almost embarrassed by the whole thing. John O.D.
Yes.
What did the people of Cork think of this? Not that you represent them all, by the way. I'm just saying.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
I watch it, and obviously it's the knee-jerk reaction looking at it when the first time when I saw Shane McGowan sitting down. I said, oh, God, you know. And as it went on, you could see there's colossal damage has been done to him.
The man is not well, and that's fair.
He's not. Well, it's self-inflicted, obviously, too. Like, I mean, so we have to acknowledge that, like us all, if we go down that road. But that was a car crash. Now, I see nothing wrong. I totally disagree with yourself, Noel, here. I see nothing wrong with the pub setting that they had, because the Pogues and all their music, like the Dubliners, who were in, I forget the name of the pub in Dublin, where they were actually
the, what was the name of the pub there? Helena, help me out here again. The pub where the Dubliners used to sing all the time. O'Donoghue's. There you go, there you go. Sorry, yeah, come into my head there. Thanks, Helena, it doesn't matter.
A world-famous group, right?
Yeah.
And they were conceived, like, inside O'Donoghue's bar, right? And we see what went on from there. They toured the world, like, I mean...
yeah, but you don't need to put it on a light entertainment show at night and reinstill, I suppose, or compound this vision that everybody has of the Irish.
You're capturing, like, it was like part of, like, which was the Pogues, their whole set-up. I mean, their whole ethos was like, I mean, drinking and heavily drinking and music and more music and more drinking and more music again. Like, let's be honest, I mean, like, Patsy Kavanagh, fantastic poet. Like, I mean, one of my most favourite songs of all time, Raglan Road, like, that was written inside. You know, he was fierce fond of the drink as well. But look at that song.
On Raglan Road.
Yeah, but look at the deal. I mean, on an autumn day, like, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I would someday rue. I mean, that's iconic, like, that's genius.
But with the greatest respect, and no disrespect to Shane McGowan, because Fairy Tale New York is an iconic Christmas song, as well as Sally McInnan, a great song they always play at the end of the night in Copperface Jacks, and a few other places as well. And there's been some great, and he did his rendition of Dirty Old Town as well.
Rainy Night in Soho.
Look, there's been some great music, right? But in saying that, there's some great other Irish artists as well. I think he's a little bit overrated, to be honest with you.
Well, this is again, I will agree with you this time. No, like, he's not a fan, like, he's not Paddy Riley. He's not Tommy Bunnell, the Wotones. He's not Patsy Watchcorn, the Dublin City Ramblers. He's not Luke Kelly out of the Dubliners. We know that. Basically, what he is, he's the guy who gets up. Like, I know you don't drink no night, so you kind of, first you're out of the loop a bit here, right? The thing is, he's the guy that gets up in a bar and knows all the words of the songs, gets everyone going, right? I mean, and the more drunk he gets, the better he gets. He's bloody great crack, let him in. Everyone enjoys the night. I've been in nights, some of the best nights of my life have been inside in bars with ballet sessions. I drank with Paddy Riley, I drank with Drew of Thorns, I drank with Patsy Watchcorn down Killarney in the residence bar. Some of the best nights of my life have been with music and alcohol. Alcohol in moderation. What I don't like over this is the idea that, oh Christ, drink. Drink is the worst thing ever. Like, drink is fantastic as long as you can handle it and you have respect for it. And you can have great nights out. You don't have to be a flaming alcoholic or you don't have to abuse it, but you can have great nights.
Okay, well, stay there a second, because let me go to Morris as well. Morris, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Morris?
Good evening. How are you doing, Niall?
Morris, John disagrees with me. I thought it was a train wreck from start to finish. The whole Late Late Show from start to finish. I don't think there's anything. Well, part, the only entertainment I got out of it was spotting Gerry Adams in the audience with long hair. Or somebody said, did you see Crosby, Stills and Adams in the audience? Yeah, because he did look like a hippie from the 60s. God bless him. Right, but getting back to Shane McGowan. Yeah. Shane is what he is, Morris. We know the man has been damaged by alcohol. And he is what he is. And I didn't expect much more from Shane than to have an attempt at the song and maybe answer a couple of questions if he possibly could. I remember he was on Ray Darcy last year. He couldn't string a sentence together, but he's a little bit better this time. But in saying that, look, the pub setting and then Philomena Begley not even knowing the words of the song. God's sake, Morris.
That was a little bit... overall, the thing to me was that Shane is alive and we pay tribute to him while he's still here.
Absolutely.
He's not an also-ran, right?
No, I'm not disagreeing with the tribute, by the way. I think he is overrated.
Yeah, I think the pub setting was good for him because he grew up in that atmosphere. He was born to parents in London.
Yeah, but look what it did to him. Look what it did to him.
Yeah, but look at all the... We're all flawed. You know, we're all flawed. We all have addictions in life. You still like smoking, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and everybody's telling you to stop.
Yeah, but would the Late Late Show have me sitting there smoking my brains out?
Years ago, when Shane was on the Late Late Show...
No, I'm talking about now. Okay,
no,
so...
Not now, because it's politically correct now. You're outside. But Shane was on the show smoking and drinking. Unfortunately, he's a young man who grew up... to me, he's a lyrical genius. Do you know why? Because nobody could write Rainy Night like Soho like he did and Fairy Tale of New York. And the thing that pissed me off about his career was, in 1987, when Fairy Tale of New York was released, what song kept him off number one? The Pet Shop Boys with an Elvis retake. You Were Always on My Mind. That'll tell you how corrupt the music
I met him
was.
And I talked to him one night for about an hour. I was working in Bloom's Hotel in Club M at the time, and he was living in Bloom's Hotel while his book was being written. And he used to sit at the bar practically most of the day, probably sit in the bar, to be honest, which is the truth, you know. And I was chatting to him one night, and he was reasonably coherent at that stage. But it was from that point on. Now, I'm trying to remember when that was. That would have been in the very early stages of 2000, maybe the end of the 90s.
He was on a rap. But look, you know Brendan Behan, John knows Brendan Behan, I know Brendan Behan. He had a problem with alcohol as well. But he was a genius. He could write plays, he could write songs, and he said Patrick Kavanagh. Unfortunately, Shane is a message to everybody. No matter how genius you are, if you're a flawed human being and you have weaknesses and addictions, that's what happens to you. And he has to live with that every day, what he done to himself. He's still a happy guy.
Yeah, but was it a good idea to celebrate that? I know it was his missus was involved in the creative design of the set, right? But was it a good idea to show us, or you know, to have something there to represent Shane, which was alcohol, which is really what destroyed the man's life? I mean, is that really... I mean, look at the amount of alcoholics in this country and the amount of lives that have been destroyed in this country by alcohol. And we're trying desperately to shake off that stereotypical image that the world has of us, that we can't go out on a night out, we can't have a good time without getting plastered. And here we are on the most popular national television show, allegedly, on RTE. And, you know, and here we see a load of people sitting around getting pissed.
Can they come back in now?
Yeah, I can understand you. Like, they have the green room and they all have a few beers, right? I think if people stopped focusing then on what was laid on and just looked at Shane and how everybody came together for him and what he meant to them and what he done for Ireland, and he came back here and he lives here. So I think for him to be still here with us, and he was so proud, I believe now, that what went on, and he enjoyed it so much. Like, he even had a quip at somebody, and he goes, I was on this show before you were ever on it.
I thought the funniest answer he gave, by the way, was when Ray Darcy asked, and please don't say it on the air, it's daytime radio, but when Ray Darcy asked him what he thought of the controversy over the word faggot in Fairytale, New York, he answered that fairly positively. Yeah.
And he said it on the show on Friday as well, sorry, John, and he replied to it. He said, it's a load of nonsense. Yeah. It's a word in a song that sits beautifully in that song, and he's not being derogatory to anybody. And to be honest with you, Noel, you had a hero growing up. I had a hero growing up. Shane's hero growing up was Philomena Begley, because his mother and father played him.
And that's fine if he wanted to get Philomena to sing along with him. But she could have learned the words of the song.
Well, you were right there,
Noel. She was there for him. It was a little bit of mix-up, or she forgot something you don't know.
Ah, stop. How do you forget the words of Fairytale New York?
Noel.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, go, John. Very quickly. Have a good break.
Just on the point of the guest, Philomena Begley, the young girl that sang...
Kirsty McCall.
Wayne Lane, okay. Yeah,
oh,
but on the night.
Yeah.
She was brilliant, like, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, I was under the impression that she was going to sing Fairytale because she
I think everybody was. I mean, there's a million and one female vocalists out there, but of course, the suggestion is that Shane wanted Philomena Begley to do it. And fair enough, if that's what he wanted, that's what he got. But, I mean, she could have gone to the trouble of learning the words of the song. I want to go to Joan as well. Joan, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Joan?
Hello, Niall. How are you? And as you come closer to the big day, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas to you.
Great. Now, I don't think I will watch another Late Late Show. I'm sick watching the Late Late Show. The toy show is a disaster from the point of view that we didn't see a toy run across the floor. And I was talking to a taxi man last week and he said his four little kids went to bed, no toys, it's supposed to be a toy show. Okay, we leave that alone. So I felt that the Late Late Show was a bit sick. And it's getting sicker every day. And RTE are getting sicker every day because all we hear is misery. So we come to look forward to Shane McGowan. Okay, we all know his history. But one thing, we were all delighted when he heard he is sober now. So why would you bring back the impression on TV that his all wellness looked like he was drunk?
Well, he did have a pint in front of him, by the way. Now, I know I've heard he's sober again and he's not drinking, but he was. I did see him with it in his hand, so I don't know whether he was sipping out of it.
It didn't matter.
And a pint of Guinness, it looked like.
Yeah, but they should have taken into consideration, as we all saw and watched and felt a certain sympathy for the guy who still is unwell, and looking for newcomers to watch the programme, the first thing they would have said was, gosh, that fella's drunk. So that was a very bad showing that they had.
Well, it wasn't. By the way, to the point, it wasn't just him drinking. All the guests that were sitting there had a few drinks.
And I don't think Tuberty never gave the impression of drinking before. They all had their glass. Wait till I tell you, Niall. There are dozens of unfortunate people looking, in inverted commas, forward to Christmas if their partner doesn't go on the drink. And that's what that brought up there. Drink is great fun. Somebody rang you in a minute ago and said you're dry if you don't like drink.
You mean you're missing out if you don't like drink.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't missed out on life at all.
Okay, well let John just respond to that because I've only got a minute. But John, respond to what Joan's saying. You know, again, the point that I was making, it just instills this whole stereotype, particularly at Christmas, of the Irish. And also the fact that Shane is supposed to be sober now. And mind you, I did see him pick it up. Did anybody else see him? I saw him picking up a pint at one stage. Maybe he didn't drink it. Maybe it's just a habit he has. But anyway, that he's sober now, and here we are setting up a set. You know, I know his missus requested it, or with the creative team in RTE, of a pub. You know, it just didn't make any sense.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with that, because, as I said, most of the music and everything was conceived inside in bars anyway, the same with the Dubliners.
There's many great artists who conceived their music in jail, for example, you know, but we don't put prison bars up when they're singing songs.
I know, but the impression, even the way Joan is talking, they'll know like that. You know, I mean, not everyone, including yourself, has kind of alluded to it now, that not everyone that takes a pint, like, I mean, is sticking their head on the shore, getting sick, right? There are people actually who are out there and they can handle alcohol and they have great...
Yeah, but we know Shane wasn't one of those people.
We have to take notice of the people who don't. I mean, we're getting messages all around the year. We're coming to Christmas, a very dangerous time for some, a very great time for others, maybe the minority for others who will take a drink and they'll be sober. And drink, to many people, it causes a fright and a worry before Christmas. Why would you enhance that on television instead of showing a guy like Shane McGowan, now sober? Why would you not have put a glass of orange juice on front of him and sold your story that night?
Okay, well, do me a favour, both of you. I have to take a break. But listen, thank you very much indeed. We could have come back to this after the break. Joan thinks it was disgraceful. John thinks there's a reason for it because all of the music was conceived in a pub. I don't know, to be honest with you. Patrick, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Patrick?
Season's greetings,
my good friend. Your listeners await your very next word.
Well, you can tell Tight Andy that my check was late again.
Do you know, Patrick, there are people listening at home going, I knew he got paid.
Actually, do you know something? I don't have this trouble with your competitors. So, look, you seriously think I'm doing this for good of my health? Now,
What is it, Paul? Is it a tenner a shot or is it 50 a shot? Or?
If I'm enhancing your listenership, I expect to get my remuneration. Now, anyway, have a word in
your answer. Christmas bonus.
Tell him the recession's over, right? Okay.
I've tried telling him that already, Patrick. It's not working for me. I don't think it's going to work for you. But go on. Yeah. Patrick, getting back to the Late Late Show, the car crash that was the Late Late Show. What? You're breaking up there now, Patrick.
Hold on.
You need money for a new phone. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
Is that it now?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Well, we've lost you now. We've lost you completely. All right, we'll try and get you back there if we can. All right, loads of people text again. I think it was completely inappropriate to have a pub scene. It was a joke. The person says, I thought Friday night on the Late Late Show was a sad and ridiculous spectacle. I don't know what was what there was to celebrate. The destruction of an addict seems to be conveniently ignored, and by doing so, nearly makes it acceptable the drinking culture, or nearly makes acceptable the drinking culture, and also the fallout from it. There are currently 274,000 alcoholic dependent people in Ireland. Yes, sorry, now Patrick, you're back again. Go ahead.
Sorry, Niall, I had to move to a new location to get a signal.
Well, it doesn't seem to be working out, but go on, let's try it. Go on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Listen, I think this has been blown out of all proportion here.
Right. Why?
At the end of the day, Niall, the way things are going, in future generations of Irish are going to have the divide of personality. They're going to be walking around like robots, than most of them are at the moment anyway. And at the end of the day, Niall, we're down 20%. I heard stats there recently. The Irish are down 20%. On our alcohol intake. So we're actually way down compared to what we used to be. And seriously, Niall, do we want to end up like the most boring race in the world, like a bunch of Canadians or something?
Okay, so you think we're all a bit woke. Is that what you're saying?
Look, John O'Dean hit the nail on the head. He said the best night, the best crack he ever had in his life, without falling over, without getting sick down the toilet. You were exaggerating there. some of us can hold our alcohol and have a good night and a bit of crack.
And that's in a pub. In a pub. Not on national television.
So, it's gone so PC now, Niall.
No, it's nothing to do with PC. By the way, I'm not outraged by it. I just think it was a bit of a joke. I couldn't personally give a shite. I thought it was actually funny.
The Irish are...
But I can understand why people would be upset by it.
Niall, the Irish, like the Germans, were renowned for a drinking culture. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a bit of crack.
You wouldn't see that in German television, I can tell you. The national show, the most popular show on television, with a load of people scuttling and quaffing pints. You're having a laugh.
The German, believe it or not, now this is not a dress rehearsal. And the most boring people I ever met in my life were people that didn't drink alcohol, to be quite honest.
Why, you mean you can't have the crack if you don't drink alcohol?
No, because these people should actually drink, because they might come out of their shells a bit more. I don't need alcohol, as you know, I'm full of beans anyway.
You do drink.
I drink very little socially now.
Yeah.
But at the end, I don't need drink to enhance your listenership here. But at the end of the day, Niall, we're going down the road of, like the Canadians, complete devoid of personality, no crack. Is this what we want the Irish to
do? Did you watch the show?
I watched it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What did you think then of the rendition of Fairy Tale and
every drug on the planet.
Well, he was at one point in his life.
So just don't be blaming the alcohol.
Well, I mean, yes, there's a lot of damage being done to Shane. We know that. And isn't that more the reason why people were outraged by it? By the fact that we're celebrating what has basically destroyed a man's life.
You know something? The man is nearly... his other half, is it Victoria White? Is it girlfriend?
Yes, that's right. She was the one who decided with the creative department to do this.
Well, she alluded to the fact there that Shane McGann will be 62 now, please God, Christmas Day. She said most of our friends are dead. Obviously, they lived a hard lifestyle. But at the end of the day, Niall, if you just drink socially, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, hang on. Let me bring in Jim as well, who disagrees with you, by the way. Stay there. Because hang on, Patrick. Jim, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jim?
Oh, you know, yeah. What an embarrassing display. The pigs in the parlour, huh?
Well,
bigara,
really, diddly idle.
Yeah, a good excuse not to pay the license money. If that's RTE's best or whatever, I think it's a good excuse for people not to be handing them money. It just shows again, like everything else in this kit, that it's one blunder after another. They can't do anything right. McGowan, on a personal basis, I mean, considering he's an Englishman, he was born in England, whatever, so he wasn't born here. Even though his parents are from Ireland, I mean, he's dabbled with alcohol possession with heroin.
Yeah, I'm not too sure the story you're referring to, but either way, yes, we understand he's had a difficult life, and yes, he's had a problem with addiction.
Well, you could say the bloke, look, there's that vacant stare on his face, you know. It's just
I don't think we're in the business today of talking about the fact that we all agree, and he himself will agree, as everybody knows him, that it's been quite damaging in his life. Look at the damage it's done to him. But in saying that, you know, Shane is what he is. He's Shane, and we all know the condition of his health, right? But the point is, to reinforce that by having a bar on the stage.
Exactly. Yeah, but you're paying homage to all the negative things in his life, really, aren't you, at the end of the day?
I mean, is that a fair point, Patrick? You're paying homage to the negativity in his life.
Homage to the negativity. Look, Niall, as the old saying goes, this is not a dress rehearsal. We're becoming a nation of Puritans. Because there's people there with way too much time on their hands, Niall. They're sitting back, giving out about everything. Oh, the Irish are drunkards, or this, that, and the other. The Irish, we built the whole construction. We are the kings of construction. We built the feckin' world, Niall. So we're quite entitled to let our hair down now and again. Like I said...
Not in that way.
What do you mean, not in that way?
You're going on about there's less people drinking. Why? Because there's more people taking drugs. That's why. Wake up and smell the coffee, pal. Don't be going about we're boring our Canadians at that. Don't be giving it all that. The Irish are the Irish. But waving this banner of hard drinking, hard playing, and who cares in what condition you get yourself. I look at Shane McGowan as the end product of living a life of having the crack. There you go. What more do you need to see?
Well, Evan, it's very obvious that, like I said, we're down 20% on our alcohol intake. The Irish used to drink a lot 50 years ago. Now it's minimal. Like you said, they're taking more drugs now than alcohol. So alcohol has been blown out of proportion. There's very few people drinking like they used to.
To suggest that alcohol or the problems related to alcohol are blown out of proportion, no. I think is actually insensitive to people who are listening today and dread Christmas.
When's the last time you've seen a guy staggering out of a pub? When's the last time you... I know you don't frequent public
houses. Stop, Padraig, will you? Walk into town any Saturday night.
Exactly.
They're on drugs now. That's not alcohol.
Well, a lot of them are on alcohol. They're pissed out of their heads on alcohol.
It's a combo. Combo of both. Drugs and alcohol.
What difference does it make? Which vice it happens to be? Hold on one second. Okay, Christy Dignam, we all know, has had a huge battle with heroin addiction throughout his life, right? If Christy Dignam was, on a show on the Late Late Show, let's say, for example, and we were doing some sort of tribute, are we going to have them all sitting around with needles in front of them?
Look, like
I'm asking you a question, Patrick. We wouldn't do that because it wouldn't be politically correct. Firstly, because drugs are illegal. The only difference is that alcohol is not illegal. Now, alcohol has destroyed Shane's life. There's no doubt about that. So why put him on a stage with alcohol?
Well, maybe he asked for that concept, did he? I don't know. You better ask RTE, Niall. I don't know why they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the end of the day, if RTE are coming around and whinging with your woman, whatever her name is, D, whatever her name is, looking for people to cough up money, at least, put on something that's professional. Not something, as I said to you at the start of the show, like the pigs in the pan or bigara, bigara. How embarrassing.
Look, you're living in the past, Jim. You're talking about 50 years ago. Irish people, like I said, they're not drinking like they used to.
I'm talking about the Late Late Show on Friday night, the display of what was there, to be honest with you.
You're talking about the Late Show. There was 2 pints of Guinness on display. Get a grip, man, will you?
It was more than 2 pints of Guinness. There was shorts as well. Other people had drinks on their tables as well.
Oh, Jesus, nice.
There was about 4 tables. And there was the musicians all standing behind them, looking very embarrassed by the whole situation.
It was a pub setting.
Shock horror, now there was alcohol.
It was a pub setting.
Yes, what's wrong with that?
Okay, somebody in Texas says, Niall, the so-called pints were fake. No, they weren't all fake. Jeezy says, no one is mentioning the Pogues, who were great, and Patrick Bergen and Glenn Hansard. Glenn Hansard, by the way, I wouldn't walk across the road to see him personally myself. I'm sure he's a great artist, but I think, I don't know, maybe slightly overrated a little bit. Patrick Bergen, I haven't seen him in years. The Pogues in Ireland is alive and well, says Inga. I mean, nobody's doubting that the Pogues were great. I think slightly overrated, to be honest with you, if not anything at all. It wouldn't interest me. That I'm not into Diddley Idol, personally. Are you into traditional Irish music, Jim?
I have to say, I went to see the Pogues many, many years ago in the UK. And I liked the music.
Yeah, I'd say it was great crack, by the way.
Good crack as well, too. It's gone back probably over 30 years ago. Actually, it was a gig in Brighton, but it was, as I say, great gig, good times, good memories. But in the same respects, I mean, as you have to remember as well, the Pogues parted company with Shane McGowan over his bad behaviour and his bad ways or whatever. So, I mean, there's a thing there. They actually had your man out of the Clash, actually sang with them for a while, but that didn't really work out. Your man Joe Strummer, who passed on as well, too. The whole thing is here, to me, it's not representative of it's representative of a fella who was born in England and just lived his life whatever way he wanted. Okay, the fact that he had Irish parents and whatever, okay, he can put a word together or two. I mean, he has the ability to write songs or whatever. But in relation to his own personal life and the way that he's lived it in the public view, I don't think there's any... I'd be embarrassed by classifying that as being representative of how to live your life, as an Irish person.
Okay. All right, listen, thanks for that, Jim. Okay, loads of people text in. Somebody says, Shane destroyed Shane's life, not bloody alcohol, says Kevin Limerick. Yeah, but Kev, he did destroy it with alcohol and drugs, in fairness. Another person says, there you go, Niall. Dry shite Canadians. Bang on. Dead right, says Liam. What are you talking about, dry shite Canadians? Oh, Liam, you're the guy who said that if you don't drink, you're missing out. Niall, you're a bit cynical today. You don't rate Shane McGowan. You don't rate Glenn Hansard. I didn't say I don't rate them. I mean, I'm sure they're great songwriters and great singers, I imagine, Shane in his day, Glenn Hansard, obviously presently, and I'm sure Glenn is extremely successful. Wouldn't be my cup of tea. I wouldn't walk across the road to see them. It's not my, I'm just not into it. The person said, a 70s and 89 DJ calling Oscar winner Glenn Hansard overrated. Well, that's just my view. It wouldn't be my cup of tea. Glenn, I'm sure he's a lovely guy. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who love his music, but it just wouldn't be my cup of tea. I'm not interested in it. Doesn't appeal to me. That kind of music just doesn't appeal to me.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.